The Phil Hendry Show is hosted by me, Phil Hendry. I play the part of all characters you hear on the show. And with the exception of some minor edits to help with the flow of our production, there is no processing, there's no overdubbing, and there's no multi-tracking. The show is recorded in real time for your dancing and listening pleasure. So sit back and enjoy The Phil Hendry Show.
A little over a year ago, I was in bondage. Now I'm back out here reaping the blessings and getting the benefits that go along with.
I'll tell you, I heard that. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Is that Jay-Z?
Yeah, no, Jay-Z!
Well, in general, he's talking about wearing gold and diamonds because that is...
No, I understand. I don't need to hear about that. But when he says a year ago I was living like a slave, brother, do I relate to that. This is the world-famous Phil. What are you looking at?
Well, you relate to that, huh?
Yes, I relate to that, huh? Yes.
Thomas, Jay, I don't believe everything people...
All right, I believe everything people say to me. Don't worry about it. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. This song is called Fuck With Me, You Know I've Got It.
Fuck with me, you know I got it.
For God's sake.
Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sexy bitch, I hope she got it.
Hey, look who just came into the studio. And during the pre-show, I said, I wonder if she's going to be here.
Hey, there she is. That's the Thundercat, huh?
Hey, Thunder, how you doing, Thunder? Come here, Thunder. Come here, Thunder.
Well, Thunder's not going to come to you, bud.
Why not? Don't she like me?
Yeah, it's probably scared of your face, man.
Probably scared of your face on account of the...
Come on. Break it up. She's not scared of anybody's face.
Isn't she lovely? That's... Phil has a little tiny kitten, and her name is Thunder. And she's black and white, and she has a little bit of brown. And don't say it, bud, all right?
Well, you're the one who said it.
I said it looked as if she stuck her nose up...
Wait, talk about her brown nose, Phil.
Brown nose me. How you doing, honey? Come here, baby. Come here, baby. She's meowing at me because she thinks I look just as weird as can be.
Come here, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, honey. Come on, Thunder. Come on, baby.
Now she's turning... Thunder, come here, babe. Well, that's my cat, Thunder.
What is she afraid of?
Well, she just thinks the whole setup here is kind of weird. She's looking at you people. Hey, Thunder, baby. She was looking at me like I'd flip my lid. All right, anyway, welcome to the show, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley with us on the program, Margaret, because of...
Well, there was a series of photographs that Bobby had published today on Twitter that were representative of the summer they had, which one is led to believe was a good summer, but it turned out it wasn't all that great because Steve was humiliated over the fact that they were launching a boat, and apparently he looked as if he needed...
He needed some kind of remedial training, you know?
In other words, he looked like he had mental deficiency.
Yeah, pretty much he was mentally deficient.
All right.
Well, yes, I didn't want to say that, but...
All right. So we have that. We also have Vernon Dozier, who will be back with us to talk about rugby, which he failed to talk about on Friday, which probably he didn't mean to talk about on Friday, but...
What do you mean? Did he mean to talk about it, didn't he?
I think he knew that there was going to be rugby coming up, and he wanted to talk about it, and he didn't.
Whatever that means. You know, Phil, you whip through this stuff like whatever. Nobody understands a word you say. It's like I'm listening to a guy. You remember the thing we saw, Bud, the other day?
Yeah, about a band from outer space.
Hey, right there. When I listen to you, Phil, it's like I'm listening to a guy from outer space. And I mean that, you know, I love you and respect you.
Yeah.
How do you know what a guy from outer space sounds like?
I don't. That's what I mean. I don't. You can't. It has to be something that's so way, way, way out there. Forget it, man. No.
Yeah, but I get where you're coming from.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well, everybody's getting where everybody's coming from, except for me, you know.
Well, but still, I mean, if a guy comes from out of space, you're going to understand it.
Yes, I understand that. All right, so then we will have Don Mixa back, who I understand did a pretty good show on Saturday.
Well, he did a good job of trying to defend his position as having breath that would kill, that would kill every Christian soul.
Yeah, he did actually make, well, it was, I don't know what it was, but apparently he was able to hold forth there for a half hour on the Saturday BSP-only show. So, groovy, sweet, out of sight, uptight, out of sight, all that shiat. And here we go, Bob Bacon now with some traffic for us. Bob, how are things out there?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing Skybound. I got a caper. If you're a caper, you'll put that in the salad, too, by the way. Hey, it's going to be fun also, by the way, here to Bob Dills on Stevie Booley and the Stevie Booley Show. Right on now, Phil, we got the 5-mile freeway, and up on the upside, you see the guy down there, and he went rolling down the side of a hill, and it looks like CHP is going to have to clean that mess up with a mop and a pan and kind of sponge up the guy's DNA out there on the side of the freeway and the highway. out here on Highway 61 revisited. I've been down there, down so long it looks like up to me. And if you come up here on the 16 freeway and you're sicking a dog on the 6 freeway, you got to have a cow. There's a heifer cow that's missing out there on the side of the pine, and you have yourself a barbecue. Bob Bacon Traffic.
Yeah, baby.
Gotta hold on to the feeling.
A day without the shadow.
Oh, I love this. Is a day without you. You know that I've sang. What are you looking at?
Are you not going to tell me you sang R&B?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm going to tell you. I sang R&B. I sang R&B.
Playing a match can make a fire.
Well, good for you, Margaret.
What do you mean, good for you, Margaret? I sang in a club in Long Beach that had disease of
the speed.
I sang in a club in Long Beach where you could get every kind of disease from a toilet seat.
Oh, did you try and do it?
Excuse me.
Wait, hold on, Morgan. You can't walk into that.
Could you turn this caterwauling jive turkey? I love it.
Yeah, huh?
No, that's right. I'm all the sound. You gonna say jive monkey?
I did not say jive monkey.
All right. What is the?
I said I used to play down there at the Club Snatch. Okay.
Yeah. Right there. You don't even want nobody to say anything.
Kid's got a point.
I didn't say anything.
You played at a place called the what?
I played at a place called the Club Snatch in Long Beach. All right, now hold on. I didn't name it, and I'm not getting down on Bud for laughing, even as he sits there going, yoo-hoo-hoo.
Well, you're pretty funny. Club Snatch. God, you hit me.
That's right, I did. I preemptively hit you.
Are we all done?
Yeah.
So I played at a place called the Club Snatch. Now, this was a place that you could get every kind of disease. There was some virus and bacteria that was found on the toilet seats there that they thought had been extinct for hundreds of years. Literally.
Now, you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
What do you mean they thought it had been extinct for hundreds of years?
Just what I said, Phil. Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. You know, America's only been here for 200 years.
Yes, well, there was disease and virus here before America got here.
Well, the Europeans brought it over.
Says who?
Most modern scientific thinking, is that a lot of these devastating diseases were brought to North America by the Europeans.
Well, there were some that were here before the Europeans got here because they have found a crack.
Well, what is it?
Well, they said they had some kind of a crack rot or a crotch rot that predates European civilization. Something
that Indians got.
Yes, something that Native Americans got.
And they found that on a toilet seat here in Long Beach.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, are you happy?
Margaret, I didn't bring it up.
Well, I'm bringing it up because that's the dump that Frank booked me into. And when I was down there, I sang that song. I've got to hold on to this feeling. I've got to hold. And all the while, I'm wondering what is creeping up the inside of my thigh.
Yeah, and giving you the 500-year-old itch.
And giving me the 500-year-old itch. Yes, that wasn't called that.
All right. Did you get any kind of a disease?
You know, Phil, you're very casual with the possibility that I did get some 500-year-old crotch itch.
No, I'm not.
Pardon me.
Yeah, Miss Gray.
Come on, Margaret.
No, pardon me.
So Margaret was singing down there at the Club Snatch and might have gotten a 500-year-old case of crotch itch?
That's what the lady said. Don't wear it out.
But I'm not supposed to say don't wear it out.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
Okay, on the line with us now is Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley here. Oh, by the way, before we go to Bobby and Steve Dooley, just a very, 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 very quick reminder that while our Customer Appreciation Month has subsided, it is still a Customer Appreciation Month as far as I'm concerned, maybe not officially with the crew and the enterprise that are the Phil Hendry Show, but you can still, as far as I'm concerned, join our BSP family at a pretty damn good rate, I think. You can get a full-year all-access pass. You can get a six-month all-access pass. You can get any rate, any length, either all-access or audio-only. You can watch us on the videocast. We just did our chat on Friday night using our live video stream. Now, there's a little bit of a delay, but as I was saying in the pre-show, there's even a little bit of a delay on Periscope, right, Bud?
Yeah, John, you were saying there was a delay on a Periscope at the play of...
Wait a minute, I went in on this. There was you said there was a delay there at Play Azul.
Yes, there was. So I'm not putting down Periscope, but there's going to be a little bit of... satellite delay, no matter what streaming video service or social media you're using. That having been said, when you join us for our video cast chat on Friday nights, we are now using our video cast, so you can watch as I respond to your questions, and you can ask the questions. But as I mentioned, there is a little bit of a delay, but it is exclusive to our Backstage Pass members, and we do it every Friday night. We did it at 5:30 this last Friday.
Yeah, how'd that go? Was that better?
No, I don't think it was. I think we have more people online after the dinner hour here on the West Coast. Now, I know it's late, but that's why we make it at 9 o'clock. It's midnight back east. There's people that are still up at midnight. And so, I was told by savvier brains than mine that 5:30, 6:30 was a better time. So next week, this coming Friday, I should say, we'll probably do a 6:30, and we'll see how that works. If that sucks, then we're going back to 9 o'clock and let no man come back alive, or whatever the hell.
What do you mean, let no man come back? You mean you'll do it, or no man comes back alive?
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Yeah, okay, General.
No, not okay, General. If you want to say let no one come back, like I say, let no one, like we're going to do the show today, or let no one come back alive. Well, that's a bad way of putting it, because I could care less whether anyone comes back alive or not from doing this thing. But
all right, I understand, General. Thank you. All right, now let's go over here to Bobby and Steve Dooley. That is the Jets where Vernon Dozier is, right?
Yeah, hello? Hello?
This is Vernon Dozier standing by.
Oh, we don't want to talk to you.
Well, then where are you?
Bud, have a little more consideration.
Sorry. Coach Dozier, sorry. Bobby and Steve Dooley now, Mr. Henry. They're at the Western Estates Homeowners Association of the Homeowner. And here they are.
Bobby, how you doing?
Hello, Phil. And Steve's here.
Hey, Mr. Henry, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. I saw with great interest some tweets that you made, Bobby, over the weekend having to do with your opening up the lake house.
Yes, we're going to Lake Butner this weekend, and we're very excited. We've had our lake house at Lake Butner now for, oh gosh, Steve, how long have we
been? Well, we've been married 9 years. My father bought it, and then Bobby's father bought it from my father. We've never owned it. It's just been either one of our fathers.
Yeah, we have never really owned it. My father owned it. Steve's father owned it. Steve's father, as you know, died in prison, which is unfortunate, but he had transferred ownership to his mother.
Yeah, my mother owned it, and then Bobby's father, and then my father and her mother. I mean...
Not my mother. My mother doesn't own anything. That's not how we do it in the Dooley family. My father owned it. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So,
all right, so, but you guys have the beach house, or no, excuse me, the lake house.
Yes.
What did you want to ask, Margaret?
I'm sorry, Bobby, is it Lake Butner or is it Butner Lake?
Thank you, Margaret. You're right, it is. It's Butner Lake. Butner Lake is the technical, it's a technical right turn of, it's technically correct.
Yes, you're saying technically it's called Butner Lake.
Yes, technically it's called Butner Lake.
Yeah, that's where we have our boat there too.
Yes, and that was the problem.
Yeah, let me just tell you.
I'll do it, Steve. Thank you.
God, I wanted to do it.
I'm going to do it, Steve.
All right, look, if Bobby would do it, Steve, I would appreciate it. That gives one person.
And I'll let you comment.
All right, as long as I get the comment.
Yes. Okay.
All right, that's all I care about.
Yeah, you'll get to comment, Steve.
Yeah, Steve, you'll get to comment. I don't like really the way he's talking to her.
Don't worry about it, Margaret, will you? A man is going to talk to a woman the way a man will talk to a woman. And let no man put us under, you know.
What?
All right. Anyway, Bobby, so there you were this weekend, and you were tweeting, right?
Well, it was Sunday. It was yesterday. And I saw some pictures from last year of Steve and my brother Daryl launching our boat over there on Sugarman Beach.
Yeah, Sugarman Beach is over. And
I'll do it, Steve, if you don't mind. Phil, I'm sorry.
No, it's Steve, if you can let Bobby...
No, but just want to let her know where Sugarman Beach is.
I know where Sugarman Beach is. It's over near the marina.
Yeah.
So they were launching on Sugarman Beach, and there's a song, I don't know if you know it, but it's called Wolverton Mountain. And the guys have called Sugarman Beach Wolverton Mountain because the lyric goes, they say don't go. Margaret, do you know this one?
Yes, I do. It goes like this. They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain. Because if you're... No, I know what it is. If you're looking...
No, get it right or not.
I'm doing it. They say don't... No, I don't give a shit.
What is it, okay?
It's... They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife.
Yes, and so the guys nicknamed it that because if you go and try to launch a boat at Sugarman Beach, it's as if you're being warned, don't go up to Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife. And what that means basically is if you try to launch on Wolverton or on Sugarman Beach or on Wolverton Mountain, you'll look, as the saying goes, you'll look wrecked. And no woman will want to put it in a delicate term, to bed you.
Yeah, because you're going to look like, you know...
Well, I used a term that was very unfortunate, and Steve was angry with me.
All right, now we're going to go ahead and allow the term to be used. Steve, do you want to tell us what it was?
Yeah, my body.
I'm going to do it.
Well, who's going to do it?
I want to do it.
I'll do it, and then you can do it, okay? What I said, Phil, was that Steve and Daryl launched a boat the way old people fuck. And
oh, God almighty.
Jesus, did you say that?
Yes, I did, General. And the reason—and by the way, I got that from the movie, The Full Metal Jacket, which Irving Ermey was in.
Irving Ermey? Who the fuck is Irving Ermey?
R. Lee Ermey.
Yes, R. Lee Ermey.
R. Lee Ermey. Yeah, well, he said that in that movie, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He was talking to one of the Marine privates, and he said, you climb obstacles like old people fuck. So...
No, and my own wife said that to me. God.
Hey, you kidding me? That's the funniest thing I ever heard in my life.
That's pretty funny, man. You got to admit.
Not funny to me. I'm trying to get a boat launched.
Well, as it turned out, Phil, these pictures that I posted were of Steve and Daryl trying to launch a boat on Sugarman Beach. They completely missed the ramp.
No, I did not miss the ramp. I wanted to launch it on Sugarman Beach to get right out into the waves and not go down the... God damn it. You know?
And not go down what?
You didn't want to look pussy?
Pretty much, yeah. Because it looks pussy when you're going down the ramp. There are like five guys lined up waiting to go down the ramp. And I was going, God, I got to wait in line for these guys, for these limp dicks.
You know, Steve, it's really something for you to call all these guys limp you-know-whats and so on and so forth. And as it turned out, you're out in the surf. You're out on Wolverton Mountain.
Please don't say that.
Yes, you were. You were on Wolverton Mountain. And you were looking for a wife.
And if you go to Wolverton Mountain looking for a wife, you won't find one that's going to be attracted to you because you're launching that boat the way old people, you know.
Yeah, the way old people fuck. And
boy, you guys are all free with the language now, aren't you?
Well, it is true. And
All right, I want to be clear here. Well, because I get into this problem a lot of times with you guys. Are we here to offend Steve? Or are we here to get some answers?
Well, that's a really good point, Mr. Dooley. Mr. Dooley, I was getting offended and everything. Now, who cares about it? Mr. Dooley's acting like he went over to Wolverton Mountain. And
we don't even know what going to Wolverton Mountain means.
Neither do I, for that matter.
Going to Wolverton Mountain? Well, it's... Is that the song, They Say Don't Go?
Yes, They Say Don't Go.
Wait a minute. Who cares whether it's about Wolverton Mountain or Sugarman Beach? So you're out there launching the boat, and you did a bad job. I saw these pictures, Bobby. Is this on your Twitter feed?
Yes, if you go to Bobby Dooley, if you go to twitter.com/Bobby Dooley, you'll see that I tweeted out some pictures that I took last year of the guys launching the boat. Now, I had no idea that what I was looking at was a full-on cluster, you know what. I had no idea that what I was looking at were grown men walking around in the surf and for all the world looking as if they needed to have wristbands on, be kept together, and be given lunch in a special segregated area of the cafeteria. In other words, what I'm saying, Mr. Andrew, a lot of them were behaving as if they'd been oxygen deprived at birth. Oh,
God damn.
You're kidding me.
That's pretty good.
That's so cruel and so wrong. So cruel and so wrong.
All right, look, you got your little jolly off there, Bobby. What's the point?
The point is very clearly this. They were actually making monkeys out of themselves trying to launch this boat. Now, I was taking pictures thinking that what my husband was doing and what my brother was doing and what my boobs were doing.
Well, I assume you know what your boobs were doing.
Yes, they were right here.
They're right there in the middle of your chest. And
how dare you? Yeah, and there's more where that came from.
Anyway, I said, look. Look at these pictures, and people started tweeting, well, these guys look as if they were oxygen deprived. I said, I don't know what you mean. And they said, Do you know how the face flattened?
All right, okay, fine. So these guys were acting jackass, and what happened, Steve?
What happened was we were launching the boat good, and then we didn't because the boat... What happened was I backed my truck up into the sand, and it got stuck in the sand and started to sink in the sand.
What an idiot.
Well, I didn't know my wife's taking pictures of it.
Well, why wouldn't I take pictures of it? I'm very proud of my husband launching the boat.
Yeah, only later on you go, look at my husband. He launches boats like old people fuck. God!
Well, you know something, Dooley? You deserve that. You go out there in the surf with a four-wheel drive, and you still get stuck by sinking. How far into the sand did you sink?
All the way up to the, you know, to the fenders. And
so all four tires went in deep.
Yeah, they went in deep.
I'll bet they went in deep.
Yeah, probably wanted them going real deep. Yeah, probably wanted it to go...
Will you shut up?
So you guys, you get the four-wheel drive, and then for the pictures that I'm seeing, there were other trucks getting stuck.
Yeah, it looks like there are at least two other trucks that went out to try to rescue you guys. They got stuck.
Yeah,
then they brought... And here's the thing, Phil. They brought in a tractor. They brought in two tractors. Now, what were tractors doing out on our beach? That is very embarrassing. We have purchased a beautiful lakeside home, and now I'm given to understand that I have neighbors who are completely comfortable parking tractors on their property. I was shocked. I was hurt. And I said to Mr. Bodine, who is one of the men, and in fact, he lives behind us.
Yeah, he's got the property up the back, you know.
I told you not to say up the back.
Well, he has the property there.
But don't say it's up the back, because it's as if he's leering and moving in on me.
No.
All right, get to the point. What about this guy?
Yes, sir. Yes, Daddy.
Yeah, that's the way he talks to me, too, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Please, Ms. Dooley.
All right. He shows up. His name is Bodine. His name is Earl Bodine. I said, Earl, is that a tractor you have there? He said, yes. I love to go out, and I like to turn the grass under and make everything, do my fire abatement. And I said, my God, you look like... And I started going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And he got very angry, and he picked up... Do you remember the old hammer and sickle? And
oh, my. Are you kidding?
No, he picked up something that it looked like a scythe or a sickle. And he said, just be thankful, Ms. Dooley, that I don't wave this around as if I'm a fifth columnist or a fellow traveler. When I wave this thing around, I mean to cut me some wheat. Ha ha. And then he walked into the house. I heard a gunshot. I was frightened.
A gunshot?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I was very frightened, and then I saw him peeking out the window and laughing. And when his wife got home, Carol, I said, Carol, what was that about? And she said, Earl likes to do that for kicks, to fake suicide and then see what people do. I said, well, if he does that again, I'll take that sickle out of his hand and bury it up his ass.
God. Yeah, she might.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I will.
Well, darling, I for one understand completely.
I don't like being effed with.
Yeah, well, okay, but I wasn't effing with you, and you turn around and say that I God damn it, man.
Steve, would you slow down when you want to talk?
You said that I launch boats like old people fuck, you know, and...
Yeah, well, okay, so we got that part of it, and Ms. Dooley, you've got a neighbor that has a tractor. The two of you got into an argument over what that represented, what the sickle represented.
Well, what is so... Oh, my God.
Phil, what is so funny?
What's funny is the guy faking suicide?
What's funny about that?
Well, it was completely incongruous, you know?
What do you mean it was incongruous? Incongruous. Oh, yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
It's completely out of step with what he was... You guys were talking about his tractor and how it was embarrassing you. Then he starts saying, here's my sickle, and it's a good thing I'm not a fellow traveler, and I'm going to go out and cut me some wheat. And then you... I guess, what happened then?
Then he went into the house.
He goes into the house. You hear a gunshot.
Yes, and I turned toward the house shocked and hurt. And I was wondering, my God, what has he done? And I knew that Carol wasn't home yet. So I start toward the house. I look up. I see a curtain pull back, and he looks out and starts laughing. And when Carol got home, I said to her, what gives? And she said, what gives? I said, what gives with whatever that is that you live with? She said, you mean my husband? I said, yes. She said he fakes suicide occasionally when he knows he's lost an argument. He tries to get the emotional power back that way. And I said, I said what I said.
You said to tell him.
Yes. Do you want me to repeat it?
No. That's all right.
Well, he said, you told Carol, tell him.
I told Carol, tell him.
No, Phil said don't repeat it. Well, you can repeat it now. God.
Well, I won't, Phil, if you don't want me to.
Carol told you,
No, Carol said, you said to Carol.
No, she said to Carol, tell that old man I'll take that sickle and bury it up his ass.
Well, I said it much better than you did, Robert, but yes, essentially that.
All right. How did he react to that?
Well, then she went back in the house, and I heard some. I couldn't hear clearly, but I put my ear to the door, and I heard, you know.
In other words, there was a lot of mumbling.
Yes.
Right, exactly. And I hear him, oh, yeah? Then I hear him go, oh, yeah? You know, bang, bang, bang. So Carol comes outside, and she sees me. I had my ear to the door, and she goes, what were you doing? I said, well, I was eavesdropping. And she said, well, then you heard Bill say, or Earl say, I should say. And I said, who's Bill? And she said, that's what I call him. But his real name's Earl, so you're right the first time. And I guess you heard him say, any time, day or night. And I said, what does that mean? She said, if you want to bury something up his ass, so long as it's well lubed, ha, ha, ha. And I said, does that include a sickle?
Oh, is that the conversation you're really having?
Yes. And I said, does that include a sickle? And she said, I don't think so, because even with an industrial-sized barrel of Vaseline, that thing is still going to draw blood. And I said, you got that right. And she went back in the house and reconsulted with Earl, and I heard them going,
All right, will you knock it off? So we don't need to hear the rest of this.
God, Mr. Henry, my wife's trying to tell you the story.
No, I'm only trying to tell you the story.
I don't need to hear this idiotic story about the sickle and an industrial-sized barrel of... Jesus, Phil. That was the most emphysema laugh. It was like...
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you okay?
I'm fine. I never felt better in my life. All right, so what's the upshot on all of this, you know?
Phil, you always say, what's the upshot? What does that mean, you know?
You do, Phil, when you say, what's the upshot? Is there supposed to be a solution?
Well, look, Steve is very hurt. Let me talk to Steve for a minute.
Steve, Phil wants to talk to you.
What?
Phil wants to talk to you.
Oh, does he?
God. He's over, he's making oatmeal.
Yeah? Does he want to make oatmeal or go on the air?
You want to make oatmeal or go on the air?
Well, okay. Yes, sir.
Steve, so what? How are you feeling tonight?
Well, I feel very insulted by the fact that I my wife tweeted these pictures. I go, oh my God, why did you do that? And she goes, you know,
I'll tell him,
Bobby.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And she goes, I go, God, why? She goes, well, I was proud of you. You and Daryl launched the boat last summer. And it turns out you did it wrong, and she had said to me, this don't look right, and I told her to shut her mouth and mind her own business, that I was doing it right.
You told her to shut her mouth?
Yes, I did. She's my wife. I told her to shut her mouth. I was doing it good. And then the neighbors said that I was launching a boat like an old man fucks, and she goes, the neighbors are saying that you launch boats like old people fuck, and I go, okay, I'm going to have to cop to it. Yeah, I do. You know?
So, in other words, you knew you were making a mistake.
Yeah, but I wanted to... God.
And I saw these pictures. You took your boat, you launched it into the deep part of the... I mean, how far back did you back your truck up?
I backed my truck into the surf to get the boat.
Shit. Well, look, Dooley, you can back your truck up into the surf far enough so that the boat will start to float. Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, but I mean, I had to get out their ways because the boat was still going to be slamming on the sandbar. So I backed it out, and I felt the rear tire start to sink in. And I remember thinking, oh my God... Please, dear God, don't let me drown. And I crawled out, and as I swam to shore, I was a little bit out of breath, and my voice gets a little pitched high when I'm out of breath, and I was just, you know.
When Steve gets out of breath, he starts going, and it doesn't do him any favors. And they said, well, what are you doing here? And he said, well, I just got out with my life. And they said, well, guess what? Your truck and your boat are about to float away.
Now, I saw one of these pictures, Steve. It looks like you almost lost your boat.
Well, the boat started to float off because we detached the boat in order to save the truck. And as we were trying to hook the truck up to another truck, which, as it turns out, that guy, oh, God, his truck almost got drowned, or, I mean, it almost sunk. My boat started to float away, and I go, which one of you guys get my boat, you know? And they go, ain't my problem. I go, God damn you ball scratchers. I said something like, I called them ball scratchers, and that caused a big problem. and they said they weren't going to go out and get the boat until I apologized. I said, okay, I'm sorry for calling you a nut scratcher. God damn it. They said, no, it was ball scratcher. And
What is it with you people? You go through this big, long social decorum and series of rituals to apologize to each other. Meanwhile, a guy's boat is floating off into the ocean.
Well, I mean, and I said, will you please get it? And then finally two guys swam out there and said, okay. And they grabbed it. Meantime, I'm trying to get my truck. Well, this guy that had hooked up to my truck, he goes, forget it. And he unhooks and he saves himself. And now I'm going, hold on. Oh.
Yeah, Mr. Dooley, you got to man up a little bit.
I'm manning up enough. So I said, okay, I'm good. And I went back to my truck, and then a tractor came, and that's what saved it.
No, you see, Steve, you don't...
I know, but you didn't have to tweet the pictures. She tweeted the pictures everywhere, and those pictures went around the world, all 69 states.
How dare you? Ow! I told you never to say that.
Well,
obviously, he's acting out, Bobby.
Yes, I am acting out.
Phone Steve. Yes, he is acting out, as he said. Yes, I tweeted those pictures all over the world, but not all 69 states.
Well...
Steve, you know what, man? You made a mistake, and you should have stayed on the boat ramp.
Oh, here we go. Here's Mr. Henry. Here comes Mr. Wizard. He's going to give me the whole...
Hee-hee-hee, Mr. Wizard. Hee-hee-hee.
Shut up. So, I'm telling you, you should have stayed on the boat ramp.
Well, I mean, I wanted to get the boat launched. My boys were there, and they were saying, hey, Dad, you're smarter than these other, ball scratchers. Why don't you...
Your sons are standing there saying that?
Saying what?
Your sons are standing there calling the other guys ball scratchers. Is that what's going on over there? Or are they just... what happened to the phone there?
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with that?
It's disrespectful to the other adult men.
Well, I don't believe that my sons, you know...
Oh, let me do this. Phil, we do not believe in editing or stifling our sons. Our sons will be heard.
You don't believe in having your children behave in a socially acceptable and respectful way in public?
I think that if our sons are given due respect, then yes, they'll give it in return.
Well, you know, I'm a liberal mother, but even I don't go that far, you know?
You didn't go that far.
I'm not going to allow my son to speak any way he wants to any adult.
My sons will not be stifled.
Well, your sons, Ms. Dooley, can do what they want, I guess, as long as they are your sons and under your, control. But I think that that's wrong, and I'm not going to say any more about it. I just think it is.
Well, that's right. I didn't ask you.
I know you didn't ask us, but your husband's there in the water trying to get the boat launched. The boys are there going, hey, Dad, let's get the boat launched. You don't have to stand around like these other ball scratchers. So what do the other men think when they finally saw you having problems?
Well, I mean, I did. I told my sons, now you call them ball scratchers. They're not going to help us. That's why we almost lost the boat. And Daryl is a jailbird,
Don't call... That is your brother, right?
Yes, it is.
Don't call her brother a jailbird.
No, it's all right. I've tried to tell him not to, but it doesn't make any difference.
Well, see, yes, he's a jailbird.
Not a jailbird. What does that mean?
He had a boyfriend named Dale, didn't he? Yeah.
What? Oh, my God. Your brother was involved in jail sex?
It was jail sex. That's not the same thing as gay sex.
Oh, yeah, right. Well,
Steve, if you don't shut your face, I'm going to slap all of it off. The whole face will fly off.
You can't tell me that every time a guy goes down to the jailhouse... Ah!
Give me the phone. I slapped his mouth off.
The mouth is clean off.
Yes. Say something, Steve.
All right. As long as you guys are going to be jerking around like this...
No, we're not jerking around, Phil. I'm telling you that my brother, jailbird though he may be, not a Dalebird...
But said his name is Dale?
Uh-huh.
Your brother's had a boyfriend named Dale?
My brother's name is Daryl, all right?
Yeah, but his boyfriend was Dale, hence a Dalebird.
All of you people, I think, someday are going to wake up and realize really how black your souls are. I'm Bobby Dooley. Thank you.
Here we go again.
What?
Are you trying to hang up?
Yes, I am. Excuse me.
Why don't you buy a cell phone or something that doesn't...
I'm distracted by you, Mr. Andy. Will you allow me to just hang the phone up?
Go ahead.
Hello to this guy. He says, why don't you buy...
Well, just hang the phone up.
Fine.
Who's a fire bee?
What did you call me?
Who's a fire bee?
I'm a Gia monster with...
Disconnect her, will you?
Just want to see if she'd be able to do it.
Well, obviously she wasn't. All right, that was a big, fat waste of time. I mean...
I don't think it was so much a waste of time as it was an insight into two of the most dysfunctional people I've ever met in my life.
This guy can't launch a boat, so he looks like he's like an old man. So he looks like, he looks like a...
He looks like two old people fucking. Yeah, if he can't launch a boat, he looks like an old guy, an old man and an old lady fucking, the way that was said.
That's not exactly what is meant by that, but nonetheless.
Well, then what does it mean, Phil?
It means the guy doesn't know how to launch a boat properly. And I looked at the pictures, and it looked like he almost lost his boat. It looked like he should have lost his truck. And by the way, if you want to see these, they're on Bobby Dooley's Twitter feed at twitter.com/Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E, Dooley, D-O-O-L-E-Y. And you'll see Steve finally gets their SUV up on the shore and opens all four doors, and it's like a cartoon. I mean, there's just water starts pouring out of this thing by the gallon. So...
Oh, my God. So the car was saved and the boat was saved.
Yeah, the car was saved and the boat was saved, but by the time they got the car and the boat out of the surf or out of the lake, they'd gathered a crowd of like a couple of hundred people. You know, I don't know. All right, folks, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. We have Vernon Dozier coming up next to talk about rugby. We also have Don Mixon going to do a little recap on how things went on Saturday. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.
You know, if you listen to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, you may not watch the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and you can watch the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with an all-access video pass, or you can go to The Real Bud Dickman. That is our YouTube channel. Go to The Real Bud Dickman, our YouTube channel, and watch selections of the show.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's an audio-visual treat. Now, on YouTube.
Get 10,000 subscribers.
Oh, that's right. We're trying to get 10,000 subscribers to our YouTube channel, because if we get 10,000 subscribers to our YouTube channel, then we can use the massive video facilities of YouTube over there in Marina Del Rey. We can bring in, like, the Prince of Wales and the Beatles and the Queen and the King and the Queen of some country.
What the hell are you talking about?
So I'm saying that if we get 10,000 subscribers, then we can have, like, just big fucking free-for-all kind of shows and shit. I don't know. Anyway, go on over there and get a subscription to our website. Now, coming up on Thursday, and I don't know when this show will drop, but I will be telling you, keeping you abreast of things as we go along. But on Thursday, we'll be over at Podcast One in studio to do the first of our Comedy Roundtable podcast. This is a show whereby I sit and we will investigate and we will, dig into the art and the craft of comedy, talking with the four major comic talents in the world, I would say. Not just America, but the world today. We'll be kicking off on Thursday with four very funny men. Guy Andor Kaiser, a great writer who's written on all kinds of funny shows down through the years. We also have David Koechner, stand-up comic. We'll have Kurt Bronoler. We will have Brody Stevens. And that's just for starters on Thursday. And our next show, we will have another gathering of mad clowns. And I'll just sort of be the James Lipton there.
Yeah, you've said you'll be the James Lipton. I don't know whether that's anything you want to be, you know.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
I mean, Henry's going to sit there with the forget it.
Don't give me the gay thing, okay? God.
Well, I mean, you know.
No, I don't know. I don't know. It'll be fine, okay? My job will be to talk and to facilitate the conversation. It's something I've always wanted to do, because I don't really hear people sit down and talk about writing, performing, crafting comedy or satire or anything that's funny. How do you do it? Where do you do? What is the what's the mindset there, man? You know, what is there a formula, or is there are there as many formulas as there are, you know, funny people in the world? We'll find out. I can guarantee you that. All right, now, you know, we love hearing from you, so keep on sending your tweets and your comments and all of your, you know, thoughts and feelings. We do read every one of them. Don't miss your chance, too, to take our very important listener survey at podcastone.com. Now, your responses will help us make this show the very best it can be. It'll only take about 3 minutes of your time, and you'll get the instant gratification that comes with knowing that you helped your good buddy here, Phil, and the rest of us here at the Phil Henry Show. You can tell us how you really feel about the show and help us get to know you better. Do it now. Take the survey at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. And keep those tweets and comments coming. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back here. We have Vernon Dozier and Don Mixa coming up next.
Love this song. This is what's the girl's name?
That's Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. Now, did you hear that what's the girl's name? Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
She's canceled her tour because she can't pull her head out of her ass or something. Excuse me for putting it that way.
What are you talking about, pull her head out of her ass?
Apparently, she is a perfectionist, and things were just not going the way that they should, and so she has decided, to cancel the tour.
She canceled her tour?
Yes, she canceled it till 2016.
All right, well, there you go, Iggy Azalea. I heard her interviewed on some station, I forget which one, and she's Australian, you know?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it just, to me, it's always going to sound funny when I hear someone who has a certain way of talking, and then the way that they sing is completely different. Like, we made fun of Milli Vanilli, you know, when they were out back in 1990.
Yeah, Milli Vanilli is all like, they're from Germany and stuff.
Yeah, what the hell is Milli Vanilli?
This was a group, a singing duo, and it turned out they were lip syncing.
Yeah, they were lip syncing, and it was somebody else singing, right? And I'm wondering if not that anybody's lip syncing, or that Iggy Azalea's lip syncing, or that Amy Winehouse was lip syncing, or anybody who has a completely different speaking voice. Who's that other, Adele?
Yes, Adele has a very thick Cockney accent and yet an extremely American R&B delivery when she sings.
Right. So I thought it was funny because we used to make fun of Milli Vanilli because they had, when they talked, they were talking like this, they talked like a German.
Yeah, so what did they sound like?
Well, they sounded like a couple of American blues singers, or modern R&B singers. And then it came out that they were being, the songs were being sung by somebody else. As it turns out now, you have a similar situation, except the songs are being sung by the people. Amy Winehouse, Iggy Azalea is from Australia, and she sounds like she's got a really, I would say, American accent now,
Well, she sounds when she sings like she's...
Yeah, it sounds like she's black. Might as well just say it.
Oh, well, okay, she sounds like she's black. What's the point, Bud?
Well, Bud's trying to make a very good point here. She is singing as if she is from...
Yeah, she's singing like she comes from the hood or something.
What do you mean she sings like she... Isn't she from the hood? What are you people talking about?
No, she's from Australia. So she talk... she's got an Australian accent, right?
Hey, what does she sound like?
Well, she sounds like an American... black African-American female. Here she is here. This is how she sounds.
Walk a mile in these Louboutins.
Where the hell you say she's from?
She's from Australia.
But they don't wear these shits where I'm from.
Do they talk like that in Australia?
No, they don't talk like that in Australia. They talk like that in America.
I'm not hating. I'm just...
That's American. That's an American accent.
I don't understand a goddamn... Turn it...
General, what we're saying is that...
Don't yell at me like I come from another planet, all right?
Well, General, we're saying that Iggy Azalea...
Margaret, quit yelling at him like he's deaf.
I'm trying to get the old man to understand.
Hey, you see an old man, you kick his ass.
Sorry. You understand what we're saying?
I understand that she comes from Australia, and she sounds like she comes from South Central, like Southgate, like she's about ready to...
All right. What's the point here? The only point I'm trying to make is that... it's almost like they're doing impressions. It's not like they're really singing so much as they're doing an impression of somebody. You know what I mean?
Well, what do you think Mick Jagger sounded like, Phil?
That's a good point. That's a good point,
Yeah, Mick Jagger sounded like he's black. Then he started talking, he sounded like some fancy Dan from like a finishing school or something. Yeah, he sounded like a fancy Dan.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm sorry I brought it up. Back we go here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. On the line is Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. Hey, Vernon, one thing we didn't talk about there on Friday was rugby. I know you were paying attention a little bit of the rugby this weekend.
Yeah, the past weekend, Phil.
Right. What did you see?
I saw a couple of the rugby championships. They were this was a rugby collegiate championship they were playing. And I was watching the game. I don't know a lot about rugby, but they asked me to watch this because, as you know, at the school, they want me to take over the lacrosse program in 2016.
So I heard, yeah. You don't want to do that, do you?
No, I do not. No, I do not. I said, why don't you hire a lacrosse coach? I said, I don't know anything about lacrosse. And they hired me to do the lacrosse job not 2 weeks after we tanked our softball season, the girls' softball season. I mean, we lost four straight, and we sucked. We sucked, sucked like any industrial vac, any kind of a wet vac you care to mention, any, Jesus. You know?
All right, so you sucked, but you know, you will bounce back.
Yeah, okay, Margaret, I tell you what, why don't you take over the team, all right?
Well, I'm trying to be positive, all right?
All right, you can be positive. But
all right, let's move on then from the softball to rugby.
Yeah, well, the school wanted to get a rugby team going. I said, so I watched a couple of the games. I watched this Life University in Alabama. I watched Life University and some other school.
What is Life University?
Life University is down in Georgia. It's a Christian school.
Okay.
And anyway, they got a rugby team, and they got funny looking uniforms too. They got like green and yellow and turquoise or something. I tell you what, you people at Life University, get yourself a uniform, and then start from there, okay? Because you are only going to make yourselves a laughing stock.
Well, where these guys made it all the way to the playoffs. So
yeah, they made it to the playoff, but the one time they get on TV, they get their ass handed to them like 24 to nothing. You know, so you may have gotten to the playoffs, and the first time anybody sees you, there you are prancing out there in your little day-glow green uniform. Ah, I just choked up on something here. I just had the worst. I mean, they've got a whole new lineup of breakfast meats here in the cafeteria, and it just, I can't take it any longer.
What? Where are you, at school?
No, I'm actually in the... in the gym here. I'm at the school, but I'm actually in the gym. But they brought over the breakfast from the cafeteria, and this is not going to get it done. What is this, Charlie?
That thing about pig.
I can't eat this. Is that from a pig, or what animal is that from? What do you mean you're not allowed to say?
What did he say to you?
He says he's not allowed to. I want to know some. Hold on for a minute.
Well, we have to talk here a little bit about rugby.
We're going to talk about rugby. I want to. I'll talk to this guy.
Don't talk about rugby.
I didn't say rugby. I said rugby. What do you mean rugby?
We're talking about rugby. What's the problem there?
I'm talking to one of the cafeteria guys. Charlie, hey, let me ask you, man. What kind of animal did this meat come from?
I can't tell you.
What do you mean you can't tell me?
What kind of an answer is that?
I don't know. What? I'm talking on the radio right now.
I won't.
What do you mean you won't say? Do you know what kind of an animal this meat came from? Do you know the animal? Yes or no?
Yes.
I'm putting the phone up to your face. We're on the radio right now. Hi, Mrs. Duke. I'm asking a question. I do have the right. I'm on the Phil Henry Show right now.
Look, let's not turn this into something, okay, Vernon, because we're talking about something else.
No, hold on. Ms. Duke, I'm asking right now, and I'd like to have an answer. What kind of meat is this? Do you know? You don't. All right. I just asked this man here who works here at this thing here, at where they're giving the food up here. All right, he works in the cafeteria. Do you see this man? I'm pointing to him right now. He stands here behind this thing. I don't know what it's called. I don't know what it's called.
May I speak to this Mrs. Duke for a moment?
There's a Margaret Gray once stuck. She says she doesn't have any time. She's walking away. I want to find out what the...
What's the hang-up?
There's meat that I put on my plate. I don't know what animal it comes from.
Well, what does it look like, man?
I'm
trying to find out from the guy right here.
All right, now look, everybody calm down for Christ's sake.
Yeah, you guys gonna get all an angerman and everything.
Get into an angerman?
Yeah, I don't know what he's saying. Hold it, Bill, just hold on. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
What does the meat look like?
At first glance, you'd swear it's a chicken breast, okay? But then there's gravy coming out of it. Ah, shit, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Burn it, go on.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God, Phil.
Get on the phone to administration.
I'm on it right now.
And,
boy, he sounds like he's finally snapped.
And they wanted him to do a rugby.
Yeah. Yeah, you got him?
Yeah, I got
him. Yeah, Vernon Dozier? Well, yes, it is. Can we speak to Mr. Pokeem? Mr. Pokeem, the Phil Henry Show. Yeah, Mr. Pokeem, Phil.
Okay, is he the...
Are you the headmaster, sir? Okay. It's the Phil Henry Show? Well, we were just talking to Vernon Dozier. It was really scary. Okay.
Mr. Pokeem, Phil Henry.
Good morning.
We were just talking to Mr. Dozier, who is your varsity coach.
Yes.
And he had some kind of a breakdown.
What do you mean?
We were asking him about just the sports program there, and he was having a hard time figuring out what kind of meat was being served in the cafeteria.
Yeah, we don't comment on that.
I know you don't comment on that, but I'm asking, I don't care. You know, I'm not asking you about that.
Right, don't comment.
I'm not asking you about that. I want to know if Mr. Dozier is okay.
All right, hold on.
At Belmar Academy, your children will be treated first rate. High academic standards. And the best athletic programs in the country. Dr. Owen.
Hi, sir. This is Phil Henry on the Phil Henry Show. I was talking to Vernon Dozier.
Yeah, Vernon's with us right here.
Okay, can I speak with him?
Don't even know. We've got him sedated right now. He came in, having an episode, I think. It's probably a low blood sugar, we're not sure.
Well, he was very, very freaked out by what they were serving in the cafeteria.
Yeah, he didn't know what kind of animal it was. It was chicken. It was chicken.
Chicken?
Oh, yeah, it's chicken.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Not chicken, I swear!
No, what was that?
Sounded to me like that was Vernon, and he was screaming, no, it wasn't chicken.
Let me call him back.
This is bullshit.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Well, it's frightening me.
Yeah, this is the Phil Henry Show. We demand to speak of Vernon Dozier, and we will not take no for an answer. No way! Are you gonna... Hey, Vernon?
Yeah, this is Vernon.
What happened? You thought you was in a doctor's office.
No, I wasn't in a doctor's office, for Christ. I was talking to Doc Watson there about the kind of meat they're serving in the cafeteria, and they... apparently, it's never mind.
Vernon, you were just in the doctor's office there, and he said that it was chicken, and you were okay.
Yeah, I'm totally fine.
I heard you go, it's not chicken, and you were screaming.
Okay, Phil says me like...
No, Vernon, we heard it too. I heard it too.
Yeah, Vernon, we heard you say that.
Look, I got a suggestion for you people. 6 months... in the best facility.
Okay, look, I know that joke. I'm telling you, I just heard what I heard. Are you saying that wasn't you?
I am saying that wasn't me. Absolutely, yes.
Did you hear the guy screaming? Were you just talking to the doctor?
I was talking to the doctor. I didn't hear anybody screaming, no.
Okay, were you not upset with...
Wait, hold on for a minute, Phil. What's this all about, anyway?
You were upset with what they were serving there in the cafeteria.
Oh, I might have had a question or two. Yep.
No, Vernon, you were very, very concerned about what they were serving in the cafeteria, and you thought it was some kind of a meat that you wanted to know what animal it came from.
What? You know, sub, you guys are real kidders.
Hey, let me tell you something, Dozier. That's exactly what you did. You wanted to know what that kind of an animal it was, and nobody would tell you, and you started to flip out, and they had to pull you away from the cafeteria line.
Really? Wow, that sounds like a heck of a story. And how did it all wind up?
I'll tell you how it wound up. You were in the doctor's office screaming, it's not chicken.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds like a heck of a story. If Twilight Zone was still on the air, I'd tell you to sell it to them. Maybe Outer Limits, but unfortunately you guys are flat out of luck. Maybe Amazing Stories or Tales from the Crypt or something.
You know what we're talking about, don't you?
I haven't the foggiest idea. I was on the air talking to you clowns about rugby and what made rugby such a difficult sport to coach. And I was getting something to eat, and I asked the guy, what kind of meat is this?
And he wouldn't tell you.
No, he said it's chicken.
Bullshit. He wouldn't tell you.
Bullshit, is it? Get a load. I'm talking to a guy on the...
Come on, Vernon. Did you not have a problem? Didn't you ask somebody what kind of meat is this?
Hey, Phil, I think that's a question you might have asked someone after you unzipped Friday night and tried to...
I want you to get the headmaster on the line, Mr. Pokeem.
No, Mr. Bopeen.
Mr. Bopeen?
It's Ballpeen, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Ballpeen.
Mr. Ballpeen, okay.
Linda Ballkeep? I'm sorry, it's Ballkeep, yeah.
What's his name, man?
His name is Ballkeep.
Okay, then what's Ballpeen?
That was the name that they had given us, and we found out that's actually a hammer.
Yeah, that's the name of a hammer.
That's the name of a hammer, yes. It is the name of a hammer. A Ballpeen hammer. Which is what I'm going to take to somebody.
All right, I'm going to call now.
Until they get on the phone. In the meantime, if I find out that this is a gag, you know how they always pull these gags?
Well, a lot of, yeah, they've been screwing around with you lately doing that.
If I find that out, then I'm not having him back on the air ever again as long as he lives.
Why?
Because I don't like those kind of jokes.
Yeah, let me have Mr. Bullkeen. I mean, Bullpeep. Mr. Bullpeep. Vernon Doe. I mean, my name is Bart. My name is Brad.
Slow down, bud.
My name is Budley Dickman, and I'm a, yeah. Are you okay? He says that he'll talk to you, but he's taking his harpsichord lesson.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Bo Peep, is that you?
Yes, how are you?
Fine. Sir, I wanted to,
Hold on, I just, this bit here always trips me up. Ding, 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 ding. Ah, yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir, I was just speaking to a member of your staff, your faculty.
Yeah.
And I asked him if he was okay, and he said yes, he was. But a few minutes before, he was screaming about the kind of meat you serve in the cafeteria.
Oh, yes, yes, the meat. It looks like chicken. A lot of people have not been able to determine what that is. Wait, hold on. Good. We haven't been able to determine what kind of meat that is. And so we have told people we're not sure yet. But we haven't had any problems.
Well, he was upset, and he started screaming, and he wanted to be let out of the room, you know.
I'm not familiar with anything like that. Is there Mr. Dozier? Can you call him in, please? Do you like the harpsichord, Mr. Henry?
Yes, it's very nice, sir.
Oh, Mr. Dozier, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Vernon, there's a question as to your mental state.
Is this Henry guy?
Yes.
Give me the phone, if you don't mind.
Yes, certainly.
Look, Phil, you're calling me at my place of work, okay?
All right, I'm talking to the head of the school.
That's right, and right now he's in the middle of his harpsichord lesson. And you're blowing it. You're blowing it for all of us. If Bo Peep doesn't get his harpsichord lesson in, bad things happen around here, okay? See how happy he is right now?
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, pal. You're not going to lose me on this one. I'm going to stay on this one. You were complaining about the meat they were serving in the cafeteria.
You know what? I do think this is about Friday night. I think you asked somebody the question, what kind of meat is this? And then you zipped back up and walked out of the men's room. Oh!
Hello? God damn it!
Well, you know, you want to know something now? You're all out of time.
Yes, we can't have Don Mix on.
Well, we can't have Don Mix on, can we? All right, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call that school. When we get off the air right now, I'm calling the school back. I'm talking to this Bo Peep, and I don't give a if the guy's playing the harpsichord.
Well, the guy apparently is a very good harpsichord player.
What do I give a shit? And Vernon's going to answer for this. I don't care how, I don't care when. You understand?
But, Phil, you're preaching to the choir here. I understand. It's frightening to me as well. If I didn't know any better, I would say that Vernon was slipped something, perhaps something in his envelope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe to shut him up.
To shut him up?
Yeah. Remember the last time he did that about 2 or 3 years ago? They fattened up his, I know what it was, they named the stadium after him. Yeah, that's right, they named the stadium after him, and all of a sudden he's all quiet about who donates money to who, and where the money come from, and everything.
So right in the middle of a radio interview, this guy gets paid off.
It's possible. There he is on the line, and he's talking about what kind of meat is this. The next thing you know, he's Mr. Chill.
All right, if that's the case, then I'm going to find out what kind of meat that is. How about that?
Well, if you really want to know.
Oh, Mike, would you zip that up?
Hey, the man asked the question.
You know, General.
You know what, Abby? You call me Coach one more time. I'm going to start calling you. I think I'll start calling you Miss.
Ow! Fucking dick.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is produced, if you can call this producing, by Phil Henry. For the Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.